There's a scene in the 1994 film Legends of the Fall in which Tristan Ludlow, a Montana farmer, rancher that is, rides out into Big Sky country to check the perimeter of his ranch. As with every scene in the movie, which won the Academy Award for Cinematography in 1994, the viewer is drawn into the magnificent and sublime visual imagery. It seems as though from outside of this world, vistas are broad and colors are stunning, and my wife Jill would add the fact that Tristan Ludlow is played by a young Brad Pitt only adds to the sweeping canvas. The mythos of Montana is captured, and the viewer is very nearly drawn out of the everyday world. But in this scene, the viewer is dragged back to earth so quickly that the experience is wrenching. Tristan Ludlow, checking on the perimeter of his ranch, comes upon a bleating young calf, completely tangled and bloodied in a mess of barbed wire. The calf struggles to get free, but with each movement, it actually draws the razor wire in on itself, increasing its entanglement and its pain. We don't know how the calf became tangled. Most likely, it wandered from the herd only to be chased down by a wolf or some other predator. Doesn't really matter how. The fact is, the calf is lost. It's trapped. And with each attempt to pull itself free, it causes itself greater injury. I thought about that scene as I studied the gospel text for today. In our passage from Luke, Jesus locks horns with both the scribes and the Pharisees, two groups who live out their religious lives in very different ways, but both by drawing away from the everyday world. The Pharisees draw away from the world out of fear that it will make them impure. The scribes, who are very different from the Pharisees, they draw away from the world because they are establishment insiders and they prefer to keep company with only their own social elite. Both of these very different groups grumble at Jesus today because the faith that Jesus is preaching is unlike that practiced by either the Pharisee or the scribe. See, Jesus does not draw away from the world. Rather, Jesus is drawn to those who are in trouble, physically, or emotionally, or spiritually. Jesus spends time being present to and offering grace to those who are in pain. And he doesn't care about how impure or on the outside the world may claim them to be. One might say that Jesus is like rancher Tristan Ludlow. He frequents the perimeter of life, seeking out the lost, those who find themselves tangled in barbed wire. Well, the scribes and the Pharisees don't understand this, and so they grumble. And in response, Jesus asks them a question this morning. Wouldn't any of you, Jesus asks, if you had 100 sheep and you lost one of them, leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one you'd lost until you found it? Now, I think that we usually read this passage assuming that the scribes and the Pharisees would have nodded in agreement to Jesus' proposition. But that's not so. In a starkly impoverished place, in a parched place like first century Palestine, the landowner who would own 100 sheep was vanishingly rare. And there is no way that such a landowner would endanger 99% of his wealth in order to save the remaining 1%. If we want to translate this into religious terms, the Pharisees are not going to risk their purity to help a so-called impure person. And the scribes are not going to risk their place of privilege in society to help a single hurting soul. And so when Jesus asks his question, the response of the scribes and the Pharisees is undoubtedly, "Are you crazy? Leave 99 sheep to save one lamb? What kind of sense is that? What kind of religion is that?" See, faith for the scribes and the Pharisees is all about drawing away from the hard scrabble world, keeping their lives neatly ordered and preserving what they have. But here's the thing. What Jesus knows, and what even the scribes and the Pharisees undoubtedly know deep in the recesses of their hearts, and what I feel sure you know and I know, is that there's no such thing as a neatly ordered life. Those, then and now, whose lives appear the most put together, the neatest, are very often those who just beneath the surface feel hurt and tangled up spiritually and emotionally, like that 100th lost sheep, or like that calf caught up in barbed wire. Well, Jesus knows this because he, like all the rest of us, have experienced it. As a youth, he struggled with his parents, with whose expectations for him he disagreed. As an adult, after his baptism, he was tormented and tempted in the wilderness by the devil himself. And later, as we discussed last week, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he will be so pained at the thought of the coming cross that he sweats like drops of blood. Jesus has been, in his own way, the 100th sheep. He may not have sinned in the way we think of sin, but he surely knows what it feels like to be starkly and desperately alone. He knows what it feels like for the cords of life to wrap ever more tightly around him. He knows what it feels like to hang on the cross and pray to God for deliverance. And because of this, he knows that there is nothing more important than the life of faith than to seek out the lost sheep and bring it home. That's what he does for us, and that's what he calls us to do for each other. In The Legends of the Fall, Tristan Ludlow rides upon that calf caught in barbed wire, and it is, for a rancher, an insignificant thing. One small calf among hundreds of head of cattle. It would be easy to draw away and pass that calf by. But Tristan leaps from his horse without hesitation, and he struggles with all of his strength to loosen the cords that cut and strangle this frightened and hurting creature. What makes the difference? Well, if you've seen Legends of the Fall, you know that though Brad Pitt may be beautiful and the cinematography may be grand, Tristan Ludlow has suffered incredible pain and loss in his life. In other words, he knows what it is to be pursued by wolves, to be constricted with razor wire that draws in upon him at every moment. He knows what it is. And so in this moment of his strength, he responds, seeking to be a blessing to the one who in that moment is in desperate need. Friends, at sometimes in our life, we, like Tristan Ludlow in that moment, experience confidence and strength. But at other moments, we experience circumstances in life that affect us like emotional and spiritual barbed wire. And every attempt to struggle free only brings us more pain. Well, in those moments, we can't be delivered by our own strength. We must receive help from outside of ourselves. Remember, we're in good company. Jesus himself experienced both extremes, and he meets us in both extremes. When we are lost, Jesus seeks us to bring us home. And when we are strong, Jesus empowers us to be the bearers of grace to lost sheep. What an awesome responsibility. It's this of which the scribes and the Pharisees want no part. It's this that they can't understand. Jesus' faith and the faith to which he calls us is the faith that is drawn to the lost sheep and the tangled calf. This is the faith into which I pray we'll live. It's my prayer that we will share the grace of God with one another within these walls, especially when there are those among us who feel lost and alone and experience the barbed wire of life entangling us. And it's also my prayer that we'll ride out to the perimeters of our neighborhoods and of this great city and even beyond, just as Tristan Ludlow rode out to the very edge of his ranch. Some may, over time, have wandered from the flock. Others we meet may have never known the grace of a loving God at all. And to everyone we meet, I pray we'll offer a way home. We don't go alone. Jesus himself goes with us because he knows what it is to be lost and alone, just as he knows what it is to be strong. He goes with us. His love can snap any cord. It can heal any wound. And it seeks us out when we are lost, even to the ends of the earth. And for that, thanks be to God. Amen.